Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
SBS Radio.
Thank you very much, Mr. Peter, for joining us today. To our listeners, for those of you who don't know yet, Mr. Peter is quite popular nowadays because of his comment about President Rodrigo Duterte. So yeah, Mr. Peter, you've been everywhere in the social media for the past 3 days. So how did you feel when your message went viral?
Well, quite frankly, I was taken aback.
Why?
Overwhelmed at the response.
Mm-hmm.
I did not expect anything like this. Just goes to show you how popular your president is.
Can you share to us the post that you see on Facebook that made you decide to make your own comment about him?
It was a post regarding the ICC.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't that post mm-hmm. itself. That mm-hmm. was just the tipping point for me.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I followed the election in the Philippines.
Okay.
And, you know, President Duterte was mandated by nearly 40% of the voters.
Mm-hmm.
For memory, I think it was about 16.5 million votes,
mm-hmm.
which was almost twice as many votes as the second and third contenders combined. This is a massive mandate from the Philippine people. And I just couldn't understand why all this negativity on social media was pointed towards this president.
Okay, so you're defending him, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, sure.
Well, and originally I followed President Duterte
mm-hmm.
because of his stance on drugs.
What do you think about that? Yep.
To me, it's a personal matter. I suffered the loss of a child because of drugs, and I fully supported the president 100% in his actions.
Okay, but how about, because like there's a lot of complaints about that because it's against the human rights. So what can you comment on that?
As a parent who's lost a child,
mm-hmm.
how about my human rights? How about the human rights of my son? You see, these things are not considered. The loss of a child, the loss of a parent, the ruination of a family.
Mm-hmm.
Where are these rights?
Okay, so Peter, you describe President Duterte as jewel in the crown, the real deal, and a once-in-a-lifetime true leader of his people. So why did you say so?
Well, as I say, originally I supported him and was interested in what he was doing regarding drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But then I see he has so many reforms.
Okay, can you name those? Yep.
It just came to me
mm-hmm.
that he really has just one agenda, and that is to raise the quality of life for all his people. You know, I admire his actions to reform, to have a clean and safe and drug-free nation with equal opportunities for all its citizens, be it education or in their work. You know, under President Duterte, the Philippines becomes a nation that will allow a son or a daughter of a provincial farm worker equal opportunity
mm-hmm.
to one day become a chancellor of a university or a high court judge or a leader in the business community or even perhaps a future president of the Philippines. These are real possibilities because of the foundations that this President Duterte is laying in the Philippines today.
Okay, so these are your thoughts about him, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So how about this, Peter? Because you said in your comment that you care for the Filipinos. So do you have any Filipino friends as well?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's why.
I have many.
Okay.
Yes. And lovely people.
Okay, so that's the quality that you like about them. What else?
My friends, they are all hardworking, smart, friendly, happy people
mm-hmm.
who enjoy family values. It's a great pleasure to deal with them. It's a great pleasure to be in their company. And they are just lovely, lovely people.
I'll be reading some comments here because like your message or your comment was actually screenshot by Jovi Bev. He's actually a supporter of Duterte. And then like there's a lot of people who shared it over the social media. And I'll be reading some comments here. First one is from Anne Abayato. She said here that, "Thank you, Mr. Peter. We, my families, voted and supported him for almost 2 decades in bad times and good times. He is the father of my hometown." And then there's another one here from Belinda Poraas. She said here, "Thank you, sir. That is why we loved our President Duterte and we support him 100%. And then there's another one here from Lito Aparente who said, "Good job, sir." So how do you feel about this astounding support from the Filipinos?
It's just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I know you're shocked. What do you do?
I am really shocked.
What do you do in ordinary days, Mr. Peter?
These days I am retired.
Okay, sure.
But my son has a business and sometimes I help him out a little.
Okay.
And he employs many Filipinos, both here in Perth and also in the Philippines, Bohol.
Okay. So how do you feel about this support?
Very good.
Very good.
I'm a bit shy about it, but it's very welcoming.
Well, of course, there are supporters and haters. So any message to those who are non-supporters of President Duterte?
I honestly think that you should just take a little time and just have a look. If you are truly Filipino, have a look at this man and his achievements. Okay, yes, we know about the drugs. And it's a little bit like a sick patient going to the doctor. You have to take the medicine first. And the medicine is bitter. But after the medicine, you feel better. And this is what is happening with the Philippines, in my opinion. You know, this man, his fight against injustices of the poor. Of course, his fight against drugs. You know, he's raising the living standards of his nation by empowering his people through free education, which he's giving now. The creation of jobs through his build programs. And funding these by getting rid of government and corporate corruption. As I say, your President Duterte is the real deal.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Peter, for, you know, sharing your time with us.
Thank you very much, Sibel.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino. Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.